So my breakfast has arrived. I moved it forward a little bit, an hour, because my thinking is it's going to get hotter throughout the day, and around lunchtime it's going to be like literally I'll walk out the door and I'll just melt into a puddle. I'll just melting because it is baking. It's what I imagine a baked potato to feel like in a microwave, I imagine out there, because last night it was just it was amazingly hot, so it's going to be even worse in the day. Luckily, most places, even the hotel room, is aircon, so that's pretty cool. I'm digging around, searching around now on Twitter for a local member of the Twitterati who will be who has an aircon car, so we can go and have a look at a few of the sites. One of the biggest things I want to see in Dubai is the biggest hotel in the world, or structure in the world, and also the and I can't pronounce it, so I'm not even going to try. But the 7-star hotel, which is pretty much the jewel of Dubai, which just juts out from the coast, and we went past it last night, and it looked just, amazing. It was lit up at the top, and it had like this blue streak up the bottom middle of it. And I would love to see it, even if I can't go inside it, because I know it's like $1,000 a night, and something like $28,000 for the premier suite of that place. But from an architectural point of view, that would be just insane to be able to see that, and take a few photos and maybe do an interview of somebody outside and give me their take on Dubai and what it's like to live here and work here and what the scene is like in terms of social media and Twitter, because I'm really interested, because it seems to be such a swathe of activity going on in construction. So there's obviously, a massive influx of people coming into the area. There's a lot of trade and industry going on, and I'm just interested to see, a number of things that I see in other countries. What's going on regarding startups here? What's the technology scene like? I'm just really, really interested. I converted some money, but I haven't got loads of money, so I can't just go around traveling around in taxis. Because the currency thing is just all over the place in terms of I've been to Helsinki, now I've been here, and it's sort of like, okay, so how much is stuff worth? So yeah, I'm just having my breakfast. I've just put a shout out, and that was the whole reason for this audio boo, actually. I completely went off base. I just wanted to say thank you to people in the social grid who are empowering all three of us on the N86 tour. By retweeting and putting messages out, you really start to get a true empathy connection with your social grid when you're traveling, because they know that it's very difficult to sometimes get Wi-Fi, it's sometimes very difficult to get SIMs and cellular stuff working. And just that retweet or telling people, oh, Phil's here, or Rupert's here, or Vicky's over there, she's doing this and she needs this. It's valuable, and we're only scratching the surface of social media stuff. I truly believe that. Retweet is a very simple mechanism in terms of retweeting what somebody said, but it's the fact that people are following and keep following and check in, make it part of their schedule day to day, subconsciously, obviously. They don't get out of bed and go, "Oh Jesus, I need to check on their tweets," but they're actively looking out, sending you messages of support, and just remotely giving you that sort of social backup, which is incredible. It didn't exist for a long, long time in computers. Computers were very flat, and it was sort of like you communicated and grabbed the media from the world, but now you can actually wrap it around a conversation and maintain that conversation as you travel from country to country, and it's just really, really empowering. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for people who are retweeting stuff and helping me find stuff and just helping me out in general. It's been fantastic so far. I'm really looking forward to seeing the. I actually am like really excited to see the Dubai festival tonight. I just don't know what to expect, which is fantastic. I love being in that sort of frame of mind. I don't know what it's going to be like. But I have to see that 7-star hotel, and I have to see the tallest, the biggest structure in the world, because I think it's just going to blow my mind. I think it's just going to be one of those things in life that you go, wow, that human beings have made this. You know, we've actually formulated and designed and calculated, and we in our obsession with more and finding out how the human condition works, we make these incredible things, incredible superstructures, and this one is the biggest in the world. Yeah, there's a battle always constantly going on. All over the world, they put a little piece on the top and it's a little bit bigger, but in terms of the life cycle of this building, you know, and how long it's taken to build, I'm just really excited to see it. So that's it. Sorry for rambling, Tom, for nearly 6 minutes, but I just wanted to get that out there and say thank you to my social grid, because you're all awesome.